Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 A Ticket. We'll move back into some NFL draft stuff, including some rumors out there today in the noon hour. We'll also talk about choices that the Lions are going to have to make on day one and day two of this draft. Probably a little bit more day two than day one. Day one gets a ton of coverage, but day two, heck, last year, day two was incredibly important for the Detroit Lions. So all that as we get into the noon hour here on 97.1 The Ticket from our draft headquarters in downtown Detroit. Detroit look good, look ready, and it's going to be a fun week here at B-Dubs, but also all around downtown Detroit. All right, so other stuff going on. The Tigers did win last night. Scoobal, 3-0, ERA below 2. I mean, at the beginning of the year, he was on that second tier of Cy Young candidates, and right now he's acting like a first-tier guy.
He sure is. He's exciting to watch. At the end of the game, he's still throwing 97 miles an hour. I mean, he's got wipeout stuff. He's just – it's fun to have a pitcher that can be that dominant again. And this is it's reminiscent, frankly, of Verlander a little bit. Now, he's not been asked to go 8-9 innings. Wasn't even asked to go 7 last night. So, it's early in the season, but I like the 3-0 start. Love the sub-2 ERA. And he's been every bit as good as advertised, and if not better than what we thought he was going into the season. Yes, he's a Cy Young candidate, without question.
So other things that are going on, Javi Baez hit a couple pretty hard, 110 mile per hour exit velocity right in that ballpark. And don't look now, but he's kind of on a roll.
Yeah, ever since he hit that home run, he's hit above 300 during that time. He's been a catalyst for this team. Made a lot of fantastic plays in the field. He's made smart base running decisions. Scored a couple more runs last night because he was paying attention to what was going on when the Tampa Bay Rays were scuffling a little bit in the field. He took advantage of it. And that's what you want a guy to do who has struggled mightily at the plate during his time as a Tiger. But this season, maybe some things are coming together here over the last 6 or 7 games because he has hit the ball. Well, it's not just he's got base hits. He's hitting it hard. The two balls he hit last night were 109.6 and like 109.7. I mean, no, that's scalding it, man. And it's exciting to see that he still has that swing. Now, does he still stray from the strike zone? Yep. It happened again last night. But you'll take it if you go 2-for-4 with a couple of stinging hits, you're driving in runs and you're scoring runs.
So the thing about him is I always try to keep things in a bit of perspective and say, all right, we all know what's happened, but what's more important is what's going to happen next. And in Javi Baez's case, one of the important things is to get something out of him because he's probably going to be here. And right now they're getting that something out of him. It's like you said, it shows he's still capable of it. There's a difference between little pockets of this and extended periods of this. Keep an eye on it. See how far he can, how he can go.
Well, we kind of talked like this a little bit with Cabrera in his last couple seasons with the Tigers, because you weren't getting anything power-wise from Miguel Cabrera. But he was still contributing. He was still having base hits, and occasionally he might hit the ball hard. The difference with Javi is that Javi does everything else.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there in the field. He's not the DH. He's stepped up his game defensively this year, where, you know, was a little inconsistent the last couple seasons, but he's been a lot more consistent this year. He hasn't had that early season base running brain fart that we saw last year. And he's starting to sting the ball. It's a short sample size. Yes, we all know it. It's a short sample size. But the season's only, you know, 23 games old at this point. I'll take this moving forward. Let's go. Keep it going. And let's see where it takes us and see where he's at. I don't know if he's going to hit 20 home runs this year, if he's going to hit above 250 when all is said and done. But you have to give him some props for how things have changed in the last week or so.
Bullpen last night, by the Tiger standards, awful. They gave up an earned run. Unforgivable. No, seriously, Will Vest, Shelby Miller, Joey Wentz. By the time Shelby gave up the run in the eighth inning, you know, walk, couple of hits, it was already 7-0. I have a little bit of grace for relievers who take over in a 7-0 game. Yeah. They're throwing a little bit of get me over fastballs and just,
let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm. It's Miller time, literally and figuratively in that case.
Let's get some wings.
But Wentz, Miller, and Will Vest, giving him three innings, gave up the one run. And then Mark Cannon, Parker Meadows hit a home run. Anything we're getting out of Parker Meadows offensively, bravo. And
oh, would you see where he hit it?
Yes.
Good grief.
Yep.
Right center field, or just off of straight center field. It was that was a bomb. That's a bomb. It's good to see. Colt Keith smoked the ball last night as well, but unfortunately to a deep part of the ballpark, and it was caught. He made an outstanding play at second base. Colt Keith did. That was number 6 on ESPN's top 10 plays of the night. So we're starting to see some things from guys a little bit more consistently than what we did early.
I always find it interesting to think back to reactions when moves are made in the offseason. And last year, this offseason, when the Tigers acquired Mark Canha, it was essentially met with a wide range of yawns, yeah. Various types of yawns, deep yawns, quick yawns.
I didn't mean to yawn as you were saying that.
The excuse me yawn.
Yeah.
And Mark Canha hit his fourth home run last night and has a .396 on base percentage. Useful, that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And it's, you know, you're right. When they signed him, did it have a feel of
so,
Matt Vierling?
So what?
Yeah, like a Vierling or a McKinstry type thing, a little bit better than that, I guess. But, yeah, it had that feel for sure. But the one thing you knew about Mark Canha was that he's a professional player. He gets on base. He knows how to work a count. And he's not somebody that's likely to be out on three pitches. He's going to be able to foul some pitches off and then wait for something he likes. We'll see how high the batting average gets. But what did you say? The on-base percentage is
396.
Good God, that's huge.
Yep.
That's huge. And he's setting an example for this team. And, you know, Riley Green has followed suit. His on-base percentage is well over 380 as well, I think. So it's good to see that from the top part of the lineup. And now we're starting to see Spencer Torkelson drive the ball a little bit. No home runs yet. Would have had one the other night, but it was played in Minnesota, not in America.
Kerry Carpenter, that's your guy. Question was, is there a degree of sustainability? And he drove in a run for the 7th game in a row last night.
First Tiger to do that since Miguel did it back a while back. I think it was 2011, they said, or 14, whatever it was, a long time. And that's exactly what you want from Kerry Carpenter. To keep proving that he's the guy that belongs there. He's going to get more at-bats against left-handed pitching, and the more he keeps hitting, hard to keep him out of the lineup. And he looks like he's one of those typical left-handed hitters. It just looks like he can do damage every time he steps to the plate. And that double he hit was
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Launched it. A line drive to the left center field. Mere seconds after they showed Max Clark sitting up in the stands.
Right. Kenta Maeda gets a start tonight. Maeda, his last start against Texas was brutal. He didn't get out of the third inning. He couldn't find the strike zone. He was giving up bombs. He hasn't been good in the regular season. I kind of laid into him after that start, and you said, look at his career. He's always been bad at the beginning of the season. He can be better than this. I mean, time will tell. I don't have a ton of patience because I got Matt Manning down in Toledo dying to be up here.
No, I understand. And this is why maybe you don't go with a two-year contract. When it seemed like the Tigers have some depth in the system waiting to come up, whether it's Matt Manning or Jackson Jobe or Ty Madden, these guys seem like they're real soon before they should be up. So you kind of question why to go 2 years on Kenta Maeda. But here's why you do. His track record from May through September is spectacular. His track record in March and April is pathetic. Here we are. We're still in April. This will be as likely as maybe he might have one more start in April. But no, probably his last one. And it has not been good so far in the four or five starts he's made. It's been four starts, I think. It's not good. And this is the guy that you're counting on to go 6-7 innings a game. But again, it's what's his track record? His track record is when the calendar flips to May, he gets much better.
Try to keep it reasonable and think a little bit about how they're going to think. I said two starts into May, if this thing hasn't gotten any better, they need to go get Manning and replace him. What they do with him, I don't know. But I'll give him two starts into May. And I think the Tigers, typically teams are more patient than fans are. So maybe that's not – I mean, that would be three – if he has three more bad starts starting tonight, I'm not sure how much longer. When you got a guy down in Toledo that's a little ticked off, and when he's been up here, he's been really good. I don't know how – and he's young. You know, he's one of the guys you expect to be here, hope to be here for a long time.
Yeah, he's not that young, but he is still in his 20s, yeah.
He's youngish. Nonetheless, keep our eye on it. Tigers in Tampa tonight, 6:40 start time as the Tigers try and make it two in a row down there and get to four games over 500. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.